listening to Para X.
But remember, we'll always see you in the shadows.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Welcome to another Monday night here on the Shadows Radio. I'm Rebecca.
I'm Bill.
And it's Monday.
It's Monday. Gosh. Oh, my.
Sorry.
Wow. Where'd that come from?
My toes, I think.
Yeah, right?
I was holding it in until the mics were live, and I was like, I'm going to sneeze right on the microphone.
Great. Great. So, how is you today?
It's fine.
It's fine. Well, look like you had an enjoyable weekend with the family. That's awesome.
It was good. I took the girls to the beach. There was nobody there, and my anxiety kind of melted away because there was nobody there.
Nice. Awesome. Which one did you go to again?
Right outside of Atlantic City.
Okay, cool. Cool!
Yeah.
Anyway.
And the girls got to dig in the sand and look for shells and... Like, I put my stuff down, and I didn't have to keep checking it to make sure no one was stealing my stuff, and I didn't have to worry about the girls getting too close to anybody, because there was literally nobody there. It was great.
Cool. Well, that's great.
It was very zen.
Very zen. Well, it is Monday, as we know.
Monday!
It is the 19th of April already.
Where did April go? I feel like April flew by for some reason.
I know. It's like a countdown, and my mom's birthday is May 5th, and she'll be 89 years old. And it's like, well, my sister says, you know, we should do a cake or something for mom. I'm like, we got plenty of time. And I'm like, holy crap, no, we don't. You know? Jeez. Anyway, it is National Amaretto Day. So if you like amaretto and whatever.
Amaretto is a liquor, right? Or is it just a mixer?
People mix amaretto and Coke. That's all I know. I haven't had that in years. National Garlic Day for all you non-vampire people. National Hangout Day. So go hang out somewhere, but listen to the shadows on the Pararex. And while you're at it, get in the chat room and interact with everybody. Tonight's a very interactive night, I hope.
Bill's offering cookies to anybody who has a contributing story tonight.
Yeah. Our friends out in North Dakota. It is your day, so thank you for listening, if you are listening.
All 25 people in North Dakota.
Yes. A National Oklahoma City Bombing Commemoration Day. So, you know, that was a
That was a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then on our subject tonight, tomorrow being the 20th of April, which is 420, and people attribute that to being a happy day for those who indulge in the not yet legal stuff that goes on in the country, at least in Pennsylvania.
It's pot. So, it's National Pot Day. You can say that.
Okay. Well, and I was wondering, like everybody says 420 day. I'm like, okay, cool. Why? Well, I looked it up, and in 1971... Five high school students in San Rafael, California, used the term 420 in connection with a plan to search for an abandoned cannabis crop. And that was based on a treasure map made by the grower.
Oh.
So the Waldos referred to this plan with the phrase as 420, Lewis. So that's where the term 420 came from. I guess 4:20 p.m. on April 20th. So it observed as Cannabis Consumption Day. If that's how you do it. If you consume it, smoke it, chew it, whatever. It will be your day tomorrow.
Well, I feel like no matter what you do, it's technically consumption. I mean, whether you burn it or smoke it or whatever, I mean, mm-hmm. it's consumption. So it's, consume is the correct term.
Okay. So that's what that means. If you didn't know.
I actually did not know that. I just assumed that it was they picked that day and they ran with it.
Yep. Yep, just never knew that. So.
Look, we learned a thing.
Yep. Oh, and Ceiling Cat put a picture of cookies up on the chat room.
Ceiling Cat, that does not count as a contributing story. That is okay. What you get if you contribute to a story.
Well, the story you will be contributing to on this fine evening is, I don't know why this popped in my head one day, but I call it numerology, but it's basically everybody that I've ever met has a number, whether it be a lucky number, an unlucky number, one that just sticks in your head for no reason, which that's mine, or there are numbers that are said to be cursed, and that's why I bring it upon our show of paranormal and historical. And
you're cursing our show?
I'm cursing it. No.
Ugh, we don't need any more bad luck.
Yeah. Nah, we got good luck. We got each other.
Aw.
Yeah. And that's another thing, another real brief thing. I was asked how I make it to the studio so fast on Monday nights. It's like, man, you get done work and then got to do all this stuff. And then what time do you guys meet at your studio? And I'm like, my living room? I'm like, oh, you guys get together. So she comes over to your house. I'm like, no. this is a whole new
You're gonna ruin the illusion.
I guess. I don't know. But we are
definitely in a studio. It's professional grade. I am definitely not sitting here playing with my children's toys while we talk. This is a real studio and mics and everything.
Yep. Absolutely. So I just fly.
Yeah, we joke about that, but at the same time, I actually have had a couple of guests who've come on the show and go, next time I'm in Philly, can I stop by your studio? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah, let's clean up the kids' toys off the floor. Hold on, first.
Let me scoop away the dinner dishes from yesterday.
No. It's great, the magic that happens.
And Kara is on the couch with no pants and 3 beers. Are you not sharing your beers? Because I could go for a beer.
I hope she has cookies. So.
Well, she hasn't contributed yet, so she didn't get no cookies. Well, don't be generous with the cookies.
Kara, I need a number from you. Anybody who's listening, get into the chat room. It's easy if you're on the Para-X Radio Network webpage, and just hit chat now, and you can sign in under Silly Willy alias, whatever you want to do. Let us know if there's a number in your life that keeps popping up or something that's meaningful or not meaningful, you know? And so, you know, I can start off with a story if you're ready to go. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Begin. Okay, I'm ready to go. Okay, this is about American Airlines Flight 191. And I think this is might how this all started with me. So, and this is kind of like a dialogue-ish type story, so... as 258 passengers filed onto American Airlines Flight 191 at O'Hare International Airport the Friday before Memorial Day in 1979, nothing suggested that they would ever or they would never reach Los Angeles. They would have listened to the flight attendant and instruct them how to buckle their seatbelts and where to find the emergency exits. None of it would matter. As the three-engine McDonnell Douglas DC-10 accelerated down the runway, reaching takeoff speed, the left engine broke away, vaulting over the aircraft's wing. The pilots heard a thunk. You think? yeah. So, one of the pilots said, "Damn!" And it would be the last word captured on the cockpit voice recorder, sadly. The plane continued to rise, its wings leveled despite the nearly 13,500 pounds suddenly missing from its left side. But it reached 300 feet. The plane slowed and rolled into the left and began to overturn, its nose tipping down. After 31 seconds of flight, the plane plunged back to Earth, killing all the passengers and the 13 members, crew members aboard. Now, that's kind of an odd thing, too, because 13 was supposed to be an unlucky number, and there was 13 crew members.
Yeah.
The wreckage was over a field, mobile home park, and some of you might remember this, but scattering debris and erupting into flames, bodies were burned beyond recognition. And basically, this is how it happened. At 3:02 p.m. May 25th, the bound for Los Angeles gets the clearance for takeoff. The aircraft carrying 258 passengers and 13 crew members begins speeding, taking off of the 10,000-foot runway. Now, I did see a documentary on this, and if you watch it, you understand it a little bit more. But there's 5,000 feet down the runway, the aircraft reaches 175 miles an hour, which is necessary for takeoff. At this time, the 9,000-pound engine and pylon, which is the piece that connects it to the wing, separate from the aircraft, flipping over the top of the wing, falling to the runway. Electrical power and hydraulic lines are severed, the left wing, and white smoke vapor appears. 303, seeing this, the air traffic controller radios the plan, all right, American 191 heavy, you want to come back to what runway? And there's no reply. The engine skids down the runway, and the flight crew, which could not see the wings and engines in the cockpit, they proceeded with takeoff, because to them they only heard the big thud. Flight takes off 6,000 feet down the runway, reaching the altitude of 300 feet above the ground with its wings still level. Begins to bank left, then it begins to stall, slams into the ground, nose pointed down, and it's demolished upon impact, explodes, no survivors. The odd part of this, and, you know, I heard this story before, but Lindsay Wagner, who was the Bionic Woman.
Uh-huh.
Okay, she was scheduled to be a passenger on that flight, but right before she got on the plane, she felt uneasy about the plane or about flying on that plane. So she skipped the flight, and I believe her mother was with her also. And that, of course, the flight crashed minutes after takeoff, killing everyone aboard. So if she would have got on, you know, she would have been, you know, another one of our numbers.
Yeah.
So just odd that she had that feeling about that flight. But that's Flight 191. American Airlines. On with that story, Delta Airlines Flight 191. Regular scheduled Delta Airlines domestic service from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to L.A., with an intermediate stop at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport on August 2nd, 1985. The Lockheed TriStar-operated Flight 191 encountered a microburst while on approach to land at DFW. The aircraft impacted the ground over 1 mile short of the runway, struck a car near the airport, collided with two water tanks, and disintegrated. The crash killed 137 people and injured 26 others. The National Transportation Safety Board determined that the crash resulted from the flight crew's decision to fly through a thunderstorm. Lack of procedures or training to avoid or escape microbursts, the lack of hazard information on wind shear, which now has changed a lot of the way things are done in the travel industry. Aeroflight 191, 1963, crashed on final approach to Ashgabat International Airport, killing 12. X-15 Flight 191 in 1967, experimental test plane broke apart in flight, killing the test pilot. Prineair Flight 191, 1972, crashed Puerto Rico, killing 5 people. JetBlue 191 in 2012, it did not crash, but almost did. So it was just basically the pilot had erratic behavior and wanted to crash the plane, but luckily, you know, he wasn't able to, but it was just another one. And then to go on with the 191 theory, you have the World Trade Center disaster on 9/11. So you have the same numbers following, not in sequence, but, you know, lucky or unlucky, but disastrous all the same.
Yeah.
Don't get on Flight 191. That's all I got to say.
I say, what was the flight from Lost? What was that one called?
From Lost. Yeah, what was that one? Probably 191.
Yes. So why 191?
I don't know. It's just one of them numbers. It just seems that it keeps coming up, you know?
It just seems not suspicious. That's not the right word, but coincidental that it's all these planes, obviously different airlines and everything. And then they're like all having the same problem. Now, I mean, I guess one of the skeptic in me would want to know how often do planes, you know,
crash?
Yeah, have mechanical difficulties that cause them to crash like this.
Right.
I
don't know.
Which, I mean, so like we talk about, what's it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 total planes we talked about. So obviously, I mean, there's more than 6 planes that take off an hour at an airport. Absolutely. But statistically, how high is that number compared to any other plane number?
Right.
And Ceiling Cat was super helpful and says a plane can only crash once. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
For that super helpful information.
Yep.
And technically not true. They could fix it and it could go back up and crash again.
Oh, but then my son would be chiming in here. He goes, how, I don't know, something in school. But if they fix the plane, is that really the plane that it was originally, or is it now another plane altogether?
Well, it depends how much they've replaced. So, like, if you break your leg and they fix it, are you a new person? No, you're the same person. However, if they replace your head on a different body, then you're a new person.
Okay.
That's my thoughts.
Yep, right.
Deep philosophical thoughts for the win, baby.
So, well, in numerology, some New Age believers often think 11-11 to chance or coincidence. It's an example of synchronicity. For instance, those who are seeing 11-11 on a clock often claim it as an auspicious sign of signaling?
Signaling.
A spirit presence. So,
or that it's 11 minutes after 11 o'clock.
Right. But what do they say, bewitching 3 a.m. or 3:15, or like when a spirit wants to talk to you, you know, it's supposed to be like 3:30 or something, I heard. I don't know.
Not Bagans. The other one, the Paranormal State. They believed in the demon hour or whatever at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. I heard that before. People saying, well, I woke up at 3:30 and I think it was somebody trying to get a hold of me. You know, I don't know.
Yes, it was your bladder saying, I have to potty.
I have to pee. Stop drinking rum and Coke after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Nope. Well, you got the number 555.
Yes.
That number signifying angels or looking ones.
Okay.
666, the number of the devil.
It's the son of the beast.
Mm-hmm. 7-11.
That's a gas station.
Well, this is my number.
Yeah.
I swear every time I look at like the clock on the stove, it's 7-11.
Is it broken?
No. This has been in many houses, and like when I was married, I would also tell my exes, you know, it's 7-11 again. And it's like it always came up. I always happen to look at the clock at 7-11.
But did something happen significant to 7-Eleven?
Nope, and I never could figure it out, and it still happens to this day. It won't be 7:10, it won't be 7:15. I'll look to see what time it is, and it's 7-Eleven.
Well, it's currently 9:24, if that helps.
I don't know, maybe I want a slushy or something, but yeah, anyway, they say 7-Eleven is a search of a spiritual awakening to cope with a human awakening.
Oh, maybe it was your clock trying to tell you to pay more attention to that thing that was happening around your marriage.
Well, it's still happening now, so.
Yeah. Well.
It's hard to say. But according to numerology and psychic schools of thought, which I did not go to. I probably would have failed if I went anyway. The spirit guides, or whatever you want to call them, they reach out to us through repeating number sequences trying to relay messages.
Okay.
So are we seeing anybody in the chat rooms stating that they have a number or something that was meaningful to it?
So Kara, our good friend from Tarot by Kara, has a story she's waiting patiently to tell us.
Okay, she can at any time. It's fine.
Yeah, so tell us the story, Kara, and then we'll read it, because I can't read your mind, so I can't make the story up for you.
Ah.
Yeah. So send me the story so I can read it for people. But meanwhile, let's keep talking.
Okay. While the numbers below are in sequence of threes, you can classify number sequences in terms of strength. The more numbers in sequence, the more powerful the message is for you, like 000. Zero is a circle, which is an endless.
It's my bank balance.
And yeah, an infinite. You know, it signifies that you are limitless and that you are about to embark on a brand new beginning. Not without money in the bank. If you see these numbers in the middle of a horrible day, it's a reminder that you can start your day over at any point. So the sequence 000 represents the thoughts that come before you take the first steps. So make sure your thoughts are courageous and exciting.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I believe that, but, you know, that's what they say, and they know what they're talking about.
They do know what they're talking about. They know more than we do.
They are. Repeating numbers 111 means that your thoughts create your reality and are manifesting in form presently. So you're – and I don't know how you're going to see these, like, 111. 111, I guess. Look at the clock and you see 111. That's the only thing I can think of. So – or you get a ticket and it's $111. I don't know. It's a message to focus on positive thoughts, feelings, and emotion as you are instantaneously creating the world you live in. The sequence 111 represents the first steps you'll take to create this reality. And the things that you are doing support yourself on a path to your self-actualization. So, there you go.
All right.
222. It's everywhere's reminder that you are exactly where you're supposed to be and that everything is working out as it should. Even though you may not be pleased with your situation in life, your frustration is leading you towards something better. So 222. Am I going to keep going down all the way through like 999? I guess I am.
You are, because you started it. You want me to keep going for you?
No, that's okay. It's just, you know, I can't remember how much I wrote.
Other things you're not supposed to say on the air.
Well, you know, we wing it, and everybody knows it, but we do the best we can, right?
No, we don't.
Yep. Okay, I do. Whatever.
Some of us actually do our work beforehand.
Oh, you know, I never made it in high school good. Anyway, 333, no matter what you're doing in life, you have the support and protection of those who have passed and ascended to the next realm. Alternatively, 333 is a symbol of the support of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, or other spiritual teachings that guide us from the spirit world. So not just, you know. So 3 could be good. 444. This number is a reminder for those who see it to continue to work hard and pursue what they truly want. The numbers 444 and are a symbol of inner wisdom, the wisdom of the heart. If you have made a decision to follow your heart and are feeling doubts about what you're doing with your life, seeing this number serves as a reminder to keep going. So isn't that special?
4 is a good number. Keep going.
Yep. 444 just means you're on the right path. Do what you're doing and don't give up, I guess. So, 555. A change is either underway now or soon to come to you. It is important you stay grounded without digging in your heels. Be positive in order to welcome this new wave of energy. Think of it as a roller coaster. Once you're on, The only thing to do is throw your arms in the air, scream, and take pictures.
That's very specific.
Yeah. It's like the slingshot videos from Disney. Yeah. Anyway, and here we are at 666. While there's a lot of misunderstanding around the number 666, this is actually a very helpful sequence. The three sixes sequence is a gentle nudge reminding us to put our moral and spiritual values before our material ones. So if you're seeing this number, pay attention to your thoughts, which I can understand, you know, because when you see 666, the first thing that pops into your head is
the son of the beast.
Right. So that in turn turns you to look to the good side and sway away from that.
Does it?
It could.
It should.
But does it?
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Anyway. Yeah. Well, 777 is...
I like this one.
Yeah, it's a vibrational hug from the universe.
Aww.
Or a reminder to let go and stop trying to control everything in life. There are some questions that we cannot be answered today, so in the meantime, we must learn to live with the question and believe that we are being supported along the way. You're on the right path. So take your vibrational hug from the universe and stop trying to control everything, and you won't get the answer all the time because...
Accept your hug, damn it, and move on.
The true answers are only the questions. Confucius say. I just made it up. I don't know if you said it. 888 is the sign that, here we go, you are vibrating at such a high level spiritually, and you are drawing material resources towards you, either in the form of money or opportunities to make it.
Woohoo!
The 888 sequence is a number that symbolizes you can have whatever you want if you are living the right way that supports your feelings of excitement and joy. Let's go back to that vibrating part. The more joyful, this is a quote, right? The more joyful your vibration, the more abundant your bank account.
Wait, what?
I guess this works for prostitution, maybe. I don't know. More joyful your vibration, the more abundant your bank account.
Well, that's not an appropriate quote.
I don't know. I didn't make it up. You know, it's on the internet. It's got to be true, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. 999. Seeing the numbers 999 signifies that a chapter in your life is closing or soon will. You may have been undergoing an intense period of transformation, learning all you can from it, and now it's the time to let go and move on. You're ready for a new chapter. So, unfortunately, the clock doesn't have a 999 on it. So. No.
That's it. If your clock shows 999, you're about to die. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on the alternate universe. So,
I guess for me, too, other than, you know, obviously we're talking about three sets of the same number, but you can mix them together, too. So, for example, Kara in the chat room is talking about her number is 317.
Okay.
She had a watch as a kid where growing up, it had an alarm set for 317, and she couldn't figure out how to turn it off, or it couldn't be turned off.
Wow.
For some reason. And so every day it would go off, and she would run around the house yelling, "It's 317, just to, you know, tick off her family, mostly her sister. Right. But she says now the number pops up everywhere.
That's weird.
Like, you know, she goes to a convenience store, and that's, you know, the ticket number on her slip or something, you know, so it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So for that one, let's see. So 3 is a sign that you have the support and protection of those who have passed on and ascended to the next realm. Well, I think someone who's a professional tarot reader probably has been supported by the other side.
Right.
Number 1 means that you're creating, your thoughts create your reality and are manifesting in form presently. So focus on positive thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And then a 7 for you is a vibrational hug from the universe. It's a reminder to stop, to let go and stop trying to control everything. You are on the right path. So, Kara from Tarot by Kara. Yeah. That sounds awful lot like conversations you and I have had.
Yeah.
Unrelated to numbers. Better. Yeah. So that's pretty interesting. So somebody else had a number in here too. Let me scroll up really quickly. Mm-hmm. Ceiling Cat was waking up at 2:32 in the morning a lot.
Wow.
So 2 is the reminder that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. And 3 is no matter what you're doing in life, you have the support and protection of those who have passed on. So I feel like your ancestors are telling you to sleep. I guess, if you wake up at 2:32, I don't know. I'm sure there's a deeper meaning to that one. I'm clearly not good at it.
Well, if I'm thinking about it, I'm a 7-Eleven, right? So I'm getting a vibrational hug.
Telling you you're on the right path, yeah.
And it's...
And then
my thoughts create my reality and are manifesting... in form presently. So positive thoughts. Focus on positive thoughts. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm getting a vibrational hug and I'm supposed to think good about it. Okay.
I think that's important. But see, the vibrational hug is something that says you have questions, but they can't be answered today. So, I mean, I think that's, you know. That's kind of a good, and then, you know, stay positive, because even though you can't be answered today, it might be down the line.
Yeah, like on 420.
Yes, exactly. Though that doesn't answer questions, that just, you know, relieves some stress. So anybody else in the chat room, you have any numbers?
Yeah, give us your numbers.
Let's see what they say about you. Back. Somebody else had one too, hold on. Still trying to scroll up. People talk too fast in the chat room. Oh, Moon said that his wristwatch has a deleted battery, but it's correct twice a day. That's been the number, but he didn't say what the number was. So that's not helpful. No cookie for you. All right, guys. So anybody else has a number, let us know. Oh, here's one. 421-4. 421-4. Thank you. So let's see. I mean, it can be more than three numbers, too. There can be two numbers. So 4 is a reminder to continue to work hard and pursue what you truly want, inner wisdom and wisdom of the heart. 2 is a sign that you are exactly where you're supposed to be and that everything is working out as it should. 1, like we said, is that your thoughts are your reality and you need to focus on positive thoughts. And 4, again, like you said, is just continue to work hard. So... yeah. So that sounds to me like you're going the right way also, and it's just your numbers popping up telling you you're doing the right thing.
When your number comes up, you're doing the right thing.
So I'll be honest with you, I don't have a number. I thought about this when we talked about what we were going to talk about tonight.
Yeah.
I was sitting there, I'm like, what number pops up? I'm like, if it does, I'm just completely oblivious to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really have a number. But then I also don't think super numerically either. I think very literally, I think very verbosely, but I definitely don't think numerically. So, like, for me, it could pop up over and over and over again, and I just would have no idea.
Well, you're a numbers person, so you...
But I'm not. That's what I'm saying. I don't. I deal with words all day.
No.
I hate math.
Like stuff.
Yeah, like words and stuff.
Well, what if it's a mixed sequence, like a 1, 2, 3?
Well, that's what we just did.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly.
So, I don't know.
So, I mean, so what do you think? So, obviously, you have your one number that came up, but yours was 7-11, right? Kara's is 317. We've got the 4214 that came up from somebody else. You know, do you think that it's really somebody sending you a message and... and do you ever stop and say, oh, it's 7-Eleven, that's, you know, what's happening right now, and kind of take stock of what's happening for you? Or do you just kind of like, oh, it's 7-Eleven again?
No, I started just going, what the heck's up with 7-Eleven? And this is years. I'm talking 20 years at least. And then I stopped and I thought, like, okay, what could it be? You know, like, what am I doing at this point? And really, there is nothing that coincides with anything that I'm doing. Like, I could be running around the neighborhood naked, drunk, okay? 7-Eleven. Now, or I could be taking care of my children or making dinner or at work. I don't know. So there's nothing, you know, and I don't see that there's anybody looking in over me at a certain period of time that makes me stop and go, hey, what's up, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I was trying to get a hold of Crystal. She, her late husband, she feels that at, I asked her what time exactly, but I think it was 3:30. She would wake up and have him come to her mind right away, like he is trying to speak to her or give her comfort at that point of time. So it was like a recurring thing. It wasn't like she wanted to wake up at a certain time and was thinking about him. It's just every so often she would wake up, she'd feel his presence something like that, look at the clock, and it's the same time every time.
Mm-hmm.
So is that your brain doing that? Is it your body just telling you to wake? Or is it a spirit trying to give you comfort, you know, or tell you something at that period of time? So odd, you know. But do you believe that? I don't know. I mean, you've been in the spiritual world for a long time. I mean, do you see that that could be a recurring factor in that? Like, you know, numbers are like what they say, the universal language.
Yeah.
You know, like even if you're talking about aliens and other worlds or whatever, or even going back to ancient times, it's always been numbers that kind of can be a universal translator. You think maybe the spiritual world is doing the same thing?
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, they communicate in a lot of different ways, so I don't see why they wouldn't use something like numbers to present themselves. If, you know, if that's something that's easily presented, you know, we talk about, like, you know, someone in the chat room mentioned dates. You know, you've got a date combination that equals a, you know, a certain, you know, numerical combination. You've got tickets that have, you know, total values on them. They have, sometimes they have order numbers, things like that. So, I mean, I feel like if you're going to make contact, numbers are probably the most prolific thing you could do.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm sure it takes a lot of effort to show up in somebody's dream or to manifest an actual sign of some kind. However, mm-hmm. you know, manipulating a number to appear a bunch of times may not necessarily be as dramatic an effort.
Yeah. You know, and then you have your hardcore lottery people. That always play the same number, the same birthdays, the same death days, the same whatever. And I realize it's all chance. I mean, they're you know, but then you have them, they hit, and they're like, well, I use the numbers of my children's birthdays or whatever. You know, it's like, I guess it's not the same thing. It is a game of chance, but... You know, they.
But for them, they believe that that's their number, and that their right. number was destined to win that day.
Right.
So. Yeah. My only problem with that, though, is as you said, you know, they lose 45 times, they win one time, and they're like, "Oh, that's right. my number. It's the luckiest number ever." It's like, well, what about the other times that you lost? They don't count. Like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And Crystal just verified that it was 3:30 a.m. So yeah, just to verify. That time. So, yeah. I'm checking my messages right now to make sure somebody else didn't hit me up, but I don't see anything.
So, I mean, I know there are people who are numerologists who will sit there and they'll say, okay, well, I can take your birthday or the time you were born and decipher all this stuff about yourself. From mm-hmm. this. But I think this way, with having like that one number that kind of proliferates your life and kind of, you know, shows up everywhere, that to me seems more profound than doing some kind of reading based on, you know, the time you were born or something like that. Because, I mean, mm-hmm. the time you were born, honestly, is probably not the actual time you were born.
Okay.
Because I don't know about like when your kids were born, but when my kids were born, they wrote down a time and they rounded. They were like,
yeah, right.
They're like, it's 12:46. Like, okie dokie.
Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they kind of were like, yep, that's it. It's 12:46. Like, they don't necessarily write it down properly. So if you're not super aware of what time it is, which I'm sure if you're the one being born, you're definitely not aware of it. But, you know, if you're the one doing the borning, you also might not be in a position where you're paying close attention to the clock. So, I mean, I don't necessarily know that those are super accurate. Kara says the birth date is a star chart. I'm not talking about a star chart. There are actually numerology kind of analyses that can be done based on like the time of, you know, your actual entry into the world and the date and a bunch of things that don't necessarily relate to your chart. I've had my star chart done. Yeah. It's been pretty interesting. That was a very unique experience for me. So I've seen it done a couple of different ways. People like, you know, when you talk about, like, you know, your number, blah, 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 that kind of thing. Right. I can't get behind because it doesn't happen to me. So for you, obviously you're seeing your number everywhere, but for me, I don't see it everywhere, you know? So I have a hard time getting behind on, well, I see a number. I might see a number more than once, I guess. And is it a temporary thing or is it like a permanent, like, if my grandmother's going to send me a message with a number, is it going to be from now until forever or is it going to be from now until I figure it out?
Right. Okay. Yeah. Or the lottery hits.
Or yeah.
One or the other. Yeah.
Or I hits the lottery because that's never going to happen. Although I did win $5 the other day. I was so excited.
Oh, wow.
Out of nowhere, I bought a scratcher ticket just because I was like, oh, I want to play scratcher. I bought a scratchy ticket and I got $5. Scratcher ticket cost me $7, but, you know.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. I got a $10 ticket and won $5. Yay!
I got $1.
Yeah, I'm looking up on the lottery site to see how many times 7-Eleven hit right now.
Oh, yeah? Yes. Did it win?
It didn't tell me anything. Well, it's my life story. But, yeah. So I can't believe the chat room. There's not, you know, that many people. You know, I honestly thought that everybody has a number. You know, there was a certain number that just sticks with you no matter what. So I guess I was mistaken. I don't know.
Hmm. All right. So you want to, according to the lottery,
mm-hmm.
The most commonly drawn numbers starting, and they only started counting on October 31st, 2017, on up until January of 2021.
Okay.
But 22, 11, 9, 10, and 19.
Really?
Yeah, 22 was drawn 21 times, 11 was drawn 19 times, 9, 10, and 19 were all drawn 16 times.
Hmm.
In the Mega Millions drawing, 4, 14, and 20 were all drawn 15 times in that time period.
That's it? That's very low.
It is. So, I mean, that just shows you the probability of landing
right.
a number based on something as bizarre.
Yeah. Luck and chance, you know.
Yeah. But I guess if you thought that numerology was going to present you with something, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's interesting how numbers throughout the ages have come up. Like the Flight 119. When I read about that, I was just like very intrigued. Like, wow, you know, that many flights with that number have crashed. And the Lindsay Wagner story, how she just the last minute said something doesn't feel right about this flight, and I didn't get on. So, I don't know.
So I found a lucky number calculator if you want to try it.
Sure.
Hold on, I'm doing mine first.
Of course.
So my lucky numbers, according to this, are 5, 3, 7, 5, and 5.
Wow, all odd numbers.
Well, I'm an odd person.
Okay.
What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do yours. All right, I need your middle name.
Patrick.
We're about to give all your personal information on the air.
And what's his social security number? Yeah.
what's your bank account number? No, what's the year of your birth?
68.
All right, your winning number, or your winning numbers, your lucky, yeah. Your lottery, I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Your numerology lucky numbers would be 7, 9, 5, 4, and 4. No 11.
And what?
No 11, sorry.
No 11, yeah.
But your 7 9, shows 5, up as your life 4. Path.
Oh, well, that's my vibrating number.
Yeah, there you go.
I get my vibrating hug from the universe. So just for giggles, I'm going to play that cash 5 and see what happens, and I can tell you next week.
You're going to play the 7-11? You still
7-9-5-4-4. Yep, that's what I'm going to play.
All right, I'm going to put in Eric B. from Dark Sun Rising because I know all his information.
Okay, cool.
Let's see. He's not listening, but...
Vicky's on.
Eric B. from Dark Sun Rising's lucky numbers are 7, 6, 1, 5, and 5. He does not seem impressed.
No. He would if he hit the cash 5.
I told him to go play the ladder. He looked at me funny. I don't know.
Yeah, that's odd. Vicky, what's your number? Everybody's got a number that sticks with them. So I want to know if Vicky, she's saying do me. Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Anyway, what's your number? And we'll do you.
I know her stuff. Hold on, I'm typing it in.
Oh, she wants that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on, Vicky, I got you.
Mm. God, we probably could do a whole show on this. Yeah.
All right, Vicky, anyway. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. You are 6-5-3-4-4. So
6-5-3-4-4. We both end in 4-4.
Yeah, 4-4 seems to be a big thing.
Yeah. Yay. Yay. Great. Cash 5, Vicky.
There you go. Five. So, all right, we're almost out of time. Anything else you want to say about your numbers?
No, that's about it. I'm saddened, but
you're sad? Why are you sad?
Because I thought there would be more people that had numbers that were like cool. You know, we had a few, and that's cool. Thank you very much for playing along.
Yeah, Bill will mail your cookie after he eats it.
Yep.
All right, guys. So, as always, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Bill.
And we'll see you in the shadows. Fight to climb the spire, to reach the funeral pyre. Plans and schemes and hopes and dreams lay on the fire. So becomes the world a cloud is
Sunday nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Come, get lost with us.
Hey, this is Lee.
And this is Michelle.
And this is Dustin from the Dead Zone.